Welcome to NASA Storytellers, an ongoing informational podcast presented by the National Association of State Approving Agencies. You will hear the stories of the men and women who are charged with protecting and safeguarding the integrity of the GI Bill. In each episode, listeners will hear from different NASA members who will share the details of their personal journeys and what makes them so committed to the cause of protecting the GI Bill. Learn how their efforts have benefited so many people.
Episode 11, a conversation with Cleo Wallace of the Louisiana State Approving Agency.
Okay, well, welcome to Storytellers.
Okay, good. Thank you for having me.
And can you tell us your name and what state you're from?
Okay, I'm Cleo Wallace, and it's Cleophas Wallace, but everybody in NASA called me. I'm Cleo Wallace. I'm from Louisiana.
Great. And how long have you been with the SAA?
I started with the SAA in May of 2020.
Okay.
May of 20.
And what brought you to the SAA?
I was with the, in Louisiana, I was working with the community college system. I guess I wanted to make a change, and I saw the advertisement. Not really sure what NASA or the SAA was. Did a little research on it, and I put it in for my application, and I got employed, and they hired me.
Okay. So, and you just answered the second question. Were you familiar with the GI Bill before you started?
I was. I mean, yeah, my father, as I tell everybody, I did not serve in the military, but my father did. He fought in World War II, and he was in the Army. He actually was in the European theater, so, but he didn't talk much about it. So, if you really didn't ask him or didn't know growing up with me, I probably wouldn't have known he was in the Army. And he was drafted out of college. He was a sophomore. He served 4 years and actually fought in World War II. So, and then when he got back, obviously he completed his bachelor's degree with the GI Bill. Then he used it for his master's degree. So, yeah, so I knew about it.
Nice. And you just talked a little bit about your background, so I know that you yourself are not a veteran.
Right.
What college did you go to?
I went to Southern University there in Baton Rouge. Received my bachelor's degree and master's degree from there. Basically came from an educational family. Both my mother and father have their master's degree. And obviously I received it a long time ago, back in the 50s. And my brother finished from LSU, Louisiana State University. So we didn't have a choice when we graduated high school whether or not we were going to college or not. That was mandatory.
Okay. And so you mentioned that you worked at a community college before. What were you doing at the community college?
I worked there probably almost 20 years, but we called it the Dislocated Workers Program.
Mm.
It was JPRG, another federal program.
Yes.
And it was for retraining people once they got laid off. And I was director of that program for the Baton Rouge. We had 8 sites across the state, the major sites like Shreveport, Monroe, Alexandria, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Houma, and Lake Charles. And I was the director for the Baton Rouge. And we had to place individuals once they got laid off into those trade programs. Back then it wasn't a community college yet, it was still the technical college. Okay. And we placed them in drafting, plumbing, electrician, computer programs, and actually were paid while they were going through the training. So I can't remember how much, but it was actually received a stipend to participate in the program. And back then the tuition was really, really low. I think the tuition was paid for as well.
Okay. Has anything surprised you about the SAA and the work that we do versus your expectations when you started?
I wouldn't say it's anything that surprised. The thing that kind of surprised me, and I tell my coworker all the time, as long as I've been doing this, many workers I review, it's always something new. It's nothing, I guess it's consistent, but it's always something new that we hadn't seen before. So it keeps us busy. Keeps us knowledgeable to make sure we can answer those questions correctly and make sure that we get the right information to the SEOs and the school as well. So but it's always something new, and it's a lot of work, a lot of changes, and it's a constant change, but that's why we have to manage that.
Yeah. What challenges are you experiencing with the FAA?
All right. Probably like I mentioned it in the conference really recently is we always had difficulty with connect our access to the VA system. For whatever reason, even right now, that's why I mentioned it, I don't have access right now. I got a new PIB card, and PIB card didn't work a couple of weeks ago, so I'm still working on that. That'll be the first thing I do when I get back into the office next week. So those kind of the major challenge that we have. It would be nice if we had a contact. I know we can call the National Help Desk, but when you call the National Help Desk, you say, well, I'm having issue with TIMS, I'm having issue with LTS, I'm having issue with VA once. And then they say, well, what is that? I mean, I'm calling you, you're the National Help Desk, and they don't really know. So it would be nice if we could have I know we're a small organization in terms of the whole VA system, but if we could have someone that we could contact that know what we actually do and our needs, it would work a lot better. So those are the challenges that we have. We have a great ELR in Louisiana, so a lot of states don't have that relationship that we have, so that's basically a non-issue for us. A lot of states have challenges with backlog of approvals. We don't have that in Louisiana. Our approval, once we submit them into to the ELR, Mr. David Lewis, within a day or two, they're in the system. So we're doing really, really good. He put them in wings right away. So we're very fortunate to have him in Louisiana. So when I hear that states are 6-8 months behind with approvals, that's shocking because the school's not getting paid, the student is not getting paid. I don't understand it. So we're not even close to that. So.
Good. What do you enjoy most about your work with the SAA?
Well, I have a good staff in the SAA, and then obviously I love NASA. The staff here at NASA or the members here at NASA, and I think that's probably one of my greatest jobs. And then another thing is that we go all over the state of Louisiana, places I never would have gone if it wasn't for this job, and we have a great group of SEOs. We get along very, very well. I know them personally almost, and it's like I'm seeing them every day almost, but I know them personally. I know the personality of the schools, I know the personality of the SEOs, I know the ones we may have issues with, I know the ones we're not going to have issues with, and that's enjoyable to me. But here at the NASA, it's NASA as a whole, it's almost like a family to me, and it just amazes me because we have a whole type of different backgrounds. But we all come together as one. And you can feel it's a genuine feeling. It's not something that's made up. So, yeah, that's the part I really like a lot.
And then do you have any ideas about which direction the SAA and NASA should go?
Well, that's a good question. I need to think just a little bit. Yeah, we just need to make sure we are approving quality programs. And it'd be nice if we can do it up front. I know I had a couple of issues in Louisiana where we had to redraw some schools. And I thought at first, of course, they met all the approval requirements at the time, but it would have been nice to know up front. And then before we had to redraw them to I guess, stop all of the overpayments and the debts that they created. And the veterans are losing their entitlement as well. So that's a bad, bad thing to do. So. We don't have a huge issue with that, but if we could get it to zero, that's what I'm striving for, because obviously they served our country. They have this entitlement, 36 months. If they go to a school that's not a quality school, or the school is trying to fraud VA or the state or the federal government, if we could stop that in advance, it would be a very good thing. So that's what we're striving for. We're just about there in terms of getting all of the bad actors out. We don't have that much in Louisiana, but obviously we have some. So there's probably a few still out there, but we're checking them. And a lot of the older people have been around a while. We used to do what we call supervisory visit, where we were going to every school at least once a year. I think that was very helpful because we would catch them on the front end as opposed to the back end. If we could go back to that, But I do like that we doing compliance surveys, because now you see the whole scope of it. Before, we didn't know. We used to hear about it, but once we got in the compliance survey business, it gave us the whole holistic scope of the process. So that was very beneficial to me.
Okay. Now I just have a couple of added questions that I'm adding as the chair of history and archives.
All right.
My understanding is you have been a regional VP for a while. How long have you been regional VP?
Let me see if I can give you a fairly close year. I'm thinking I started as a VP for the South region. We had a conference in New Orleans in 2005, a summer conference for NASA. I'm thinking I wasn't a VP then, but I started the next year. So I'm thinking 2006.
Okay.
That's when I started as South Region Vice President. And back then, once I started, we used to have regional meetings. It was a three-day conference, travel, morning, and we would do it in the local, because it's in the South region, Atlanta. I think we did one in Little Rock, did one in New Orleans. Not Alabama, we did one in Atlanta. So, I started in 2006, pretty much sure of that. And that's how long I've been at the South region VP. I remember the lady that actually nominated me for the position, and I don't know, people, I guess they like me, I don't know. But I tried to back out several times, and they said, no, you should stay clear. So I said, okay. It is a volunteer, and because I really genuinely love the people, and I have a great deal of respect for them, so I don't mind working, because I'm not working by myself. Got a lot of group people behind me helping me along the way, so it makes it a whole lot easier. And it really doesn't take, obviously it's time consuming and it's work, but it doesn't take away from my main job in Louisiana.
Okay, I think that's all, because I was going to ask a follow-up question about what you liked about being regional VP, but you kind of answered that.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I really do. And we just have a good group of people in the South region. I mean, again, it just amazes me. And over the years, I know people come and people go, but we still had a relationship, and I built lifelong friendships here. So,
nice.
I really like it a lot.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time, Cleo.
Okay, no problem. All right.
You've been listening to the NASA Storytellers Podcast, production of National Association of State Approving Agencies. For more information, please visit NASAA-vetseducation.com. NASA Storytellers, their stories, our stories. Thanks for listening.